For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's the first weekend since Hurricane Michael tore through the southeast, and cleanup is now underway as residents of some hard-hit parts of Florida are now just returning to whatever is left of their homes. Tyndall Air Force Base received major damage. Air Force Captain Lindsey Horn.
Every single building on that base is somehow damaged, whether it's fully destroyed or simply a roof is blown off. So their main priority right now is to take care of that base.
The Pentagon says a security breach compromised the records of tens of thousands of workers. As many as 30,000 people, both military and civilians, may have had their personal information and credit card data stolen thanks to a security breach of Defense Department travel records. Officials say the number of workers affected could go up as they continue to investigate what happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
An American pastor who's been living in Turkey for 2 decades has been released. The Trump administration has been trying to get Andrew Brunson freed since he was captured, and the issue has strained relations between the U.S. and Turkey. Vice President Mike Pence.
I have a message on behalf of the President of the United States of America. Release Pastor Andrew Brunson now, or be prepared to face the consequences.
Senator Bob Corker praised the president for his actions. The White House is considering renewing the policy of separating the families of undocumented immigrants. One plan they're considering is the so-called binary option. After being in custody for 20 days, families would have a choice between staying in detention for months or possibly years awaiting a trial, or they could allow their children to be taken to government shelters while other relatives try to seek custody of their kids. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Questions are still being raised about the death of a journalist in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Turkish authorities claim to have audio and visual evidence of a Washington Post journalist who was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul just over a week ago. If this in fact is the case, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says there has to be consequences.
That's maybe eventually targeted sanctions on individuals. That's, you know, any other host of things available to this administration, of which they know way more than any member of Congress or Senate in terms of those tools.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Islamic extremists in Pakistan want a Christian woman publicly hanged for blasphemy. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Hundreds of members of an extremist Islamist party rallying in the eastern Pakistan city of Lahore on Friday to pressure judges to uphold a death sentence for the Christian woman who's convicted of blasphemy. Asia Bibi has been on death row since 2010 after being convicted of insulting Islam's prophet Muhammad. Chanting "Hang Infidel Asia," the activists also rallied in other cities, threatening nationwide protests if authorities free the woman. Pakistan's Supreme Court a few days ago postponing a ruling on her final appeal. Her lawyers are hopeful of an acquittal, though, arguing she has been falsely accused. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.